About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
All the experts are saying you got to stay hydrated today. It's a heat wave in Southern California. It's going to get super hot, temperatures in triple digits, and the air conditioning has decided to not work at K-Rock. So Allie is pregnant. It's our responsibility to make sure that this baby grows inside of her healthy. So we got to make sure she's hydrated. And there's no better way to hydrate her than with the most expensive cup of water that you can currently purchase, which she would never buy herself because she's so effing cheap.
I have never paid more than, I think, $1.50 for water. Even at the airport, I would rather go waterless and wait for the little lady to come around with the bottle of water in the cup than actually purchase
never
a $5 bottle of water.
Never would buy a bottle of water at the airport.
Nope. I don't think I ever have.
This is the water everyone's yapping about now. It's available at Erewhon. It's $12 for a cup of ice water. People are, can't believe it, of course. Sign of the times. Anyway, here's the news covering it.
Looks like Big Daddy Erewhon might have heard tell of a gourmet gas station in Beverly Hills that's opening up and said, introducing the $12 cup of water from Erewhon.
No.
Yeah, sort of.
So anyway, that's an annoying news crew.
Are they drunk? Talking.
I don't know what's happening there at all. It's pretty terrible. But anyway, they're delivering the news about a $12 cup of water, and you can buy it at Erewhon. And I don't want Allie. I know you've talked about it. I'm not going to describe what it is. It's infused with a lot of things.
Yeah, I can't remember the ingredients. My short-term memory loss is pretty bad.
I have the list here of all the stuff in it, but I'm going to wait till the end because we have in front of you right now 5 different cups of water. All of them have been infused with different things.
Okay, hold on. Let me
Most of them
this.
Cost us absolutely nothing to make. So everything on this table is free. Some of them have a sugar packet inside. It's a K-Rock tap water with a sugar packet, which was pretty much free. Others are slight variations. I think one of them is filtered water from the coffee maker at K-Rock, also free, that we infuse with a sip of someone else's half-drunk Celsius. But the point is, these are all, quote, infused waters. Only one of them is $12. The others all completely free.
Why are these all so many different colors? And please, can you at least confirm that one of them is not pee?
I cannot.
I can't drink pee, guys.
They can't, sterile.
And I cannot confirm that at this point.
So somebody peed in a cup.
No, I didn't say that.
Why would I do a drug test after this?
Did anybody poo in a cup?
Am I drinking pee or poo? No. No one did that, Allie. Well, we wouldn't do that to you. And also, I believe... That one is suspicious
this
looking.
This looks like pee.
Vanessa, you helped put this together.
Allie, you're pregnant. We wouldn't do anything to harm you.
Yeah,
Vanessa's such a bad liar.
I know, right?
You know I'm a bad liar, so you know that was the truth.
Yeah, do you think, Vanessa, there's nothing in here that is not fit for human consumption, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That does not say much.
What is that?
Does one of them have that diarrhea
it does.
Parasite?
Well, they're all tap water from Taco Bell.
There's a little bit of lettuce
in there. Lettuce water from Taco Bell. So here's the question. Can Allie, she said, you can watch this right now on YouTube if you want to see what these look like. Each one of them, because they're all in the Erewhon cups, so they all look fancy. I'll put it that way. Just these cups alone, these plastic cups, I think are valued at $5.
And what is this one with a lollipop inside? Is that?
I don't know. Let me see that one. What is that? That's a lemon slice. What are you calling a lollipop for?
You think that Erewhon would...
I don't know. That looks like expensive water to
it
me.
It looks like a lollipop. It is a lollipop.
It looks like a lemon on a stick.
Fancy dream.
I would never spend $12 on a cup of ice water. Not going to do it.
You did, didn't you?
Yes, for this segment, I did. Yes, for this bit, I did spend it.
How much did the people laugh at you when you bought this?
I hated going in to get it. I hated that the people behind me said, are you really getting it? And I hated the fact that the guy that seemed cool that was selling it to me goes, are you sure you want that? And I said, I do, but it's not for me. And that was it. And he looked at me, he's like, whatever. And then, because I didn't want to come across like a total loser, I said, and let me get some chicken tenders. Because they had chicken tenders, and I spent $7 on 2 chicken tenders. Aww. Which, by the way, half the price of this cup of water.
Uh-huh.
So think about that for just a second.
And they taste good?
Yeah, they're chicken good. Tenders. Not as good as, you know, Raising Cane's or whatever, but they're fine.
Okay.
So, Allie's got the five cups. You want to go ahead and make this interesting?
Sure.
One of them is a $12 cup of water. The others all cost less than 2 cents to make. So what is the bet? Because I am going to say that you will not be able to do it.
I think I'll be able to do it. And if I can do it, I want you to buy me this water every day.
No. Every day for what? It's $12.
Indefinitely.
No. You would. This water. I'm going to tell you right now that the Erewhon water is infused 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9 different things, including some sort of special ice cubes that I think came from a glacier or
something.
Okay,
if I do this right, I want you to stop working out.
No more protein.
You're off it. You're off it for at least a month.
And creatine.
I'll stop. I'll happily stop working out. I wasn't going to work out anyway. It's too hot.
You can't stop.
Yeah, I can stop. I'll stop.
Hey, that's what addicts say.
I'll stop right now.
I can stop.
Do 50 push-ups and think about it. Is that the bet you want to do? I'm going to let you bet whatever you want, but you have to put up something as well if you're not able to do it. 5 cups of water in front of Allie. One of them is the most expensive cup of ice water ever on a day that it's very important that you stay hydrated.
I want...
Two of the things Vanessa just told me in my ear would be harmful to an unborn fetus.
What?
I don't know which cup it's in, though.
Well, I have to drink out of all the cups. What does it matter what cup it's in?
A little sip shouldn't matter, though, Vanessa, right? Little sips?
Little sips.
Where are you getting this information?
The scientists.
That's right. That's right. We contacted scientists, as you know. All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
No. Okay. You'll be fine. Everyone says you'll be fine.
I'm going to start with the clear one.
All right. This is a clear, looks like a clear cup of water. Oh, Allie's making a weird face.
Okay, that's water with some kind of a flavoring in it. It's very strong. That cannot be Erewhon.
Why do you say that?
Because it's way too sweet. It seems like it was thrown together like it's got a flavor packet or electrolytes or some kind of a weird powder that's now dissolved.
So you don't think that could possibly be a $12 cup of water?
Way too sweet. Gross.
Oh, all right. That was the pee. No, I'm just kidding.
That person is...
That person has a UTI. Yeah. All right, this is the second cup of water. Allie is now holding up and drinking
it. All right, this is the one that kind of looks like pee, but tastes like tea. So it looks... It's got a tea-infused thing going on, which could be an Erewhon contender.
Okay.
Because so I do remember, I think there is some jasmine tea or some kind of tea infused in the water.
Once again, it's being marketed as a $12 cup of ice water. Yeah, I think they have a name for it, too. It's called...
sacred water.
Sacred water, that's right. This next one Allie's picking up is pink-looking in color. She's also making a weird face.
That's some other powder that someone found in a drawer. Uh-uh.
That's a drawer powder, you're saying.
Yeah.
And once again, Allie doesn't know water because she's cheap and doesn't pay anything. Now she's drinking the fourth one now. The fourth one also looks kind of like...
What in the God's name is that taste?
I'll tell you, that is feet. I think
it's water and feet.
One of the cups was filled after someone got a pedicure on the show.
If that is the Erewhon water, I don't know what we're doing here. This one?
Okay. That's the fourth one you drank.
Let me just double check.
I know which one is which. You've eliminated number one already, you think?
It's not one.
Mm-mm. Okay, Allie's eliminated one. She said the pink one tastes like drawer powder.
The second one tastes good. It tastes like a really yummy, like, water infused with tea. So that is my number one contender. If it's this last one that I had, that is the most disgusting water I've ever tasted. And if anyone's paying any money for that, they need to be institutionalized.
All right, yeah, you have one more cup there. This is the one that has the lemon on a stick in it. And she's sipping this one now. She made fun of the fact that it looks like a lollipop is floating in the water, but now she is having a sip. And that one also has a slight tinge of yellowness to it, but she's sipping this one. That's the fifth water. Allie's tried 5 waters to stay hydrated. It's very important. Pregnant people, old people stay hydrated.
This
on
one
days
has
like
the
today.
Most flavor to it.
Uh-huh.
I taste a few different things. I can taste a little bit of lemon.
Yep.
I can taste a little bit of like botanicals,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think this might be it.
Allie is, just so you know, people on the text line saying that you look beautiful. Watching Allie sip water and do that thing with her lips, I find very sexy. I may be into Pregos now, someone says. So look at this. Allie is drinking her fifth cup now.
Yeah, I think you may have put this in here to try and throw me off, whatever this lemon sucker thing is.
Why do you think I have lemons on sticks floating around at my place?
Well, what is this?
I don't know. Once again,
no way it came with this.
Listen, you've now tried all the waters. I feel like some people are able to guess successfully just on appearance alone. Which one would you like to eliminate immediately? I always tried five
cups. Immediately eliminating the clear water and the pink water.
All right, pink and clear out.
Am I at least right about those?
You have eliminated two. The first one you eliminated was K-Rock tap water with a Splenda packet in it.
That's what it was.
You eliminated that.
Yeah.
The second one you eliminated, the pink one, had one of those electrolyte packets that was found at the drawer here at K-Rock in it. That was also water. So you are successful so far. Now you're down to three options. One of them is the $12 cup of water.
I'm eliminating this one that I think is just water with a little tea in it.
Allie's eliminating the one that she believes to be just water with a tea bag soaking in it. That one is also not Erewhon. That was made here with a bag of Lipton tea seeping in a cup of tap water from the bathroom. Our grossest of the taps. But it's been sitting in the fridge and chilling for the last hour.
Was any of this from a toilet?
One of them was, yes.
Not bad.
down to two now. She's trying one. And one is giving her a very bad gag reflex, and she doesn't like it.
Oh my god! I think this is it.
You think the gross one that's making you gag is the $12 cup of water?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, because it's got like a coconutty taste. It also has there's too many tastes happening at once.
It's not a good commercial for it, if that's it.
It's just terrible. And then
the last one you claim has got a nice lemon taste to it.
Like this I like. This has a really nice taste, actually. And I'm just wondering if Erewhon would overdo it with this horrible, overpriced, bad-tasting $12 water, or if they would actually make something that's decent. I'm still going to go with the gross one.
You think the gross one is the $12 cup of water?
I think the gross one is the $12 cup
of water.
All right,
the one that you couldn't decide between, the one that you liked was actually, once again, from the tap at K-Rock, flavored with a lollipop soaking in it for 12 hours. That's a 12-hour lollipop soak.
I told you it was a lollipop. Where'd you get this lollipop?
I don't know. Everything was found here at K-Rock and free. The cup that you found to be the grossest, you are correct. That is the organic coconut water, organic jasmine tea, organic raw honey, organic holy basil, organic AC hi-ha-pop-pop. Organic green cardamom, organic white grape juice, and organic coconut milk.
Too much.
All makes it what it is, a $12 cup of sacred water. So, Allie, you are successful. You have picked it, and you look disgusted by it. And that is the $12 cup you pour it out.
I mean, do you want to taste this? It tastes
not really
horrible.
Not after you drank out of it.
Because
now it's got herpes in it. Now it's herpes water.
To the other side of the cup.
So you don't like it. Jake, you want to come in and try it?
No, I don't, but you should.
No way. I'm going to try the herp water. Forget
that. Come on. That's what I want as my present.
No. I'll do whatever you... I'm going to actually... You know
I
what?
Want you to
Allie, I'm going
to
go with your original. I'm going to buy you a cup of that every day, and you're going to drink it.
No! That's what you want.
That's what you wanted.
I don't want this
Congratulations.
Anymore.
You get what you want. Every day, you'll start your day with that.